Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday morning to you. It is good to be with you this morning. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Psalms in the Morning, our ongoing series of devotionals through the book of Psalms. And we're just in a great sweet spot in the Psalms right now. Excuse me, in the Songs of Ascents. And the Songs of Ascents are those pilgrim songs. As the pilgrim moves from the land of Meshech and the tents of Kedar, which are far from Jerusalem and places of deception and violence where God is far from the thoughts of the people. And then he sets his face on pilgrimage toward Jerusalem. He lifts up his eyes toward the hills in Psalm 121 and realizes that his help comes from the Lord, to Psalm 122, where we were on Friday, where he says, our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. So now this morning we come to Psalm 123. And Psalm 123 is great to read alongside Psalm 121. Because Psalm 121 opens with, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. And now Psalm 123, look directly to the Lord who sits enthroned in the heavens. So I've got a little bit of congestion going this morning with the COVID and all, but feeling pretty good overall. Feeling very, very, very mild case of COVID. Very thankful for that. But let's pray and then we'll dig into Psalm 123 together. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your love for us. Thank you so much for your faithfulness to us. Thank you for being our God and our Father, our protector and our provider, the one who never leaves us, the one who never forsakes us, the one who is always for us. Father, we look to you for your Spirit to illumine our understanding and soften our hearts to receive Psalm 123. And just speak to us, Father, and write your word on our hearts, Father, and draw us into your presence and show us more of yourself, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Psalm 123 is a song of ascents. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eye of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us. For we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud. Amen. That's Psalm 123. It's short, four verses, but oh, so beautiful and so packed with powerful things for us to consider as we look at it this morning. First of all, to you I lift up my eyes. So now he's not even bothering to just look to the hills, right? Now he's looking directly to the Lord. That's where we need to look. When our hearts are overwhelmed, I mean, this last verse, verse 4, our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud. You know, have you ever just gotten to the point where you've just had more than enough of all of it? You know, whether it's the politics and the talking heads, or whether it's just the filth that's in our culture, or whether it's the arrogance of the atheists who mock God and who boast of their own strength and power, whether it's, you know, corrupt tyrants. I was reading in the news this morning about corrupt tyrants in Russia and in Africa. I won't say exactly where in Africa, but it's just so exhausting sometimes. Just same old story, but this is nothing new. I mean, for thousands of years this has been the story of mankind. So where do we look? I mean, we could look to the media to distract us. We could look to sports to distract us. We could look to our own selves to have answers for, you know, whatever our problems are, No, we can't do any of that. We have to look to the Lord. And we look to the Lord, and I love this title here in verse 1, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. We look to the Lord because he is enthroned. He is the sovereign one. Just this morning in my Bible reading, I was struck again by Joseph from the book of Genesis, chapters 43 to 45 were part of my Bible reading this morning, and just struck by Joseph, and when his brothers come to him and he finally reveals himself to his brothers are, of course, very concerned because they know that they've done wrong to him. And Joseph expresses to them in chapter 45, which he repeats again in chapter 50, this idea that basically you are not the one ultimately responsible for me ending up here in Egypt. You know, his brothers had sold him into slavery. They had sold him to who knows what and just had written him off as gone. But he says to them, you're not the ones who really brought me here. God's the one who brought me here. And he brought me here for his good purposes. And so I just was struck by the power of that confidence, right? And or the confidence of the Lord Jesus Christ, another part of my Bible reading, as the Lord Jesus Christ was before the Sanhedrin and was on trial and was being condemned to death, he just had this quiet confidence of knowing who he was and knowing that God was in control of all things and that he was ordering all things, even as the cross was awaiting Jesus. So whatever we're suffering, whatever we're going through, it's not as bad as Joseph being sold into slavery and, you know, then falsely accused and thrown into jail. It's not as bad as Jesus facing the cross. And if they could, in those circumstances, say, I know the one who's enthroned in the heavens. I know the one who is over all of this. I know the one who's ordering all things for the good of his people and for the glory of his name, and I will look to him. But this is not just an abstract, well, yes, God is sovereign, and so I will accept what comes. It's not a stoicism, right? There's this sort of Christian stoicism that says, well, God is sovereign. He's in control of all things. Therefore, I shall simply accept whatever comes. No, that's not what we see in Psalm 123 either. There's a desperation and a passionate pleading with the Lord in Psalm 123. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he has mercy upon us. How do servants look to the hand of their master? How does a maidservant look to the hand of her mistress? With, of course, willing obedience, but also with an expectancy and a dependency. And then also with affection and devotion and loyalty. So we are devoted to the Lord and loyal to him. We are dependent upon the Lord, and we expect good from him to meet our needs. And we are eager to obey the Lord. This is how we look to the Lord in worship, as those who are loving in our adoration and loyal in our commitment, as those who are expectant and dependent, ultimately utterly dependent upon the Lord, and those who are willing to be obedient. And so our eyes look to the Lord our God, the Lord, Yahweh, the unchanging one, the self-sufficient one, the one who is the great I am, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, the Lord our God, our strong and mighty one, our all-sufficient one, until he has mercy upon us. Don't treat us as our sins deserve, Lord. We need your mercy. That should be our prayer. The mercy of God is our hope every morning. When we wake up, is that we will not be treated as our sins deserve, but God will treat us according to his loving kindness, according to his faithfulness, according to his kindness. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us three times. First, it's till he has mercy on us. And then it's a twice repeated petition. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. And then we're given the reason why. Contempt. Contempt. Oh, those foolish Christians. Oh, those ignorant, pathetic know-nothing people who trust in God, how sad are they? How backwards are they? Don't they realize that it's the year 2021? Don't they realize that we've all moved past that religious mumbo-jumbo? What are these, a bunch of leftover medieval relics? The contempt of the proud. The scorn of those who are at ease. In a world where it seems like the wicked get away with their wickedness and just continue to prosper and flourish, and where it seems like the godly suffer for their godliness. The scorn and the rejection and the contempt of the world. Where do we turn but to the Lord? And we just cry out to him, have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us. And in one way, in the context of this, in the face of contempt, in the face of the scorn of those who are at ease, that we've had more than enough of, in many ways, this have mercy on us is a plea for Christ to return, isn't it? It's a plea for Christ to come and to usher in his everlasting kingdom in the new heavens and the new earth and the new Jerusalem. Because we've had more than enough. We've had more than enough of this fallen world and its deceitful and deceptive and violent and divisive ways. Too often, what do we do as believers, if we're honest? Too often we follow after the world, believing its lies, allowing it to divide us up according to its standards, and not holding on to God's standards, allowing it to stir our hearts toward an anger that would seek vengeance, because I've got my rights. But that's not what the Lord calls us to. That's not what Psalm 123 models for us. Psalm 123 models for us that our God is enthroned in the heavens and we can trust him. We're his servants. We're his dependent, loyal servants. And we're looking to his hand, to his hand. And we're crying out to him to have mercy on us. We are not fighting back and we are not buying in. Please, let's not do either one of those things. We can't buy in to the world's ways and its lies and its priority system and its value system and what it tells us is more important and whatnot. And we can't fight back to defend ourselves as though we were our own shield and sword. We're in God's hands. We're in God's hands. So let's pray this together, shall we? Let's just pray this up to the Lord. To you, O Lord, we lift up our eyes. O you who are enthroned in the heavens, O sovereign one, O one who alone is awesome in power, eternal in reign, unshakable in your sovereignty over all things, you who reign in the heavens, we lift up our eyes to you. As the eyes of a servant look to the hand of his master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, O Father, we look to you. O Lord Jesus, we turn to you. As your loyal people devoted to you, we love you because you have first loved us. You have made us your servants by your grace. We depend upon you for everything because you are the one who gives us every good and perfect gift. It all comes down from you. And we long to do your will. Help us not to listen to and follow after the marching orders of the world that would tell us, worry about this, feel this way, do this thing. Father, help us to tune out those voices, to not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but to fix our eyes on the hand of our Master and upon your will. What is your will for us today, O Lord? To love you and to love our neighbor. To share the light of Christ with those in darkness. Father, we look to you until you have mercy on us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. Do not treat us as our sins deserve. We are all too aware of how much we have sinned against you. But Father, bring us relief. Bring us relief in a world that is upside down and inside out, that values all the wrong things and that dismisses all the right things. We've had more than enough. O Lord, we confess to you that our heart echoes with this sentiment. We've had more than enough of the contempt of the proud, of the scorn of those who are at ease. So we look to you, and would you have mercy on us, O Lord. Father, we pray for your mercy in particular to be with those who have lost loved ones due to COVID, as well as to be with those who have loved ones who are in the hospital struggling deeply with COVID. Father, would you have mercy upon your church here in America and make us a kingdom-minded people with the kingdom priorities of the gospel and worship and evangelism and missions and fellowship, discipleship, prayer. Make us your people holy, not a pawn in somebody else's game. So we look to you. O you who are enthroned in the heavens, have mercy on us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, that's Psalm 123. I love these short psalms that pack a punch, that don't beat around the bush, that get directly to the heart of it. And that's why the Songs of Ascents are probably my favorite section of the Psalms, and it's one that I've sat down repeatedly and just read straight through the whole section, and just stopped and prayed. And I recommend that to you as we're going through this over these weeks. So our plan is to be back together here on Wednesday for Psalm 124. Until then, I hope that you have a blessed day in the Lord, and I hope that you continue to lift up your eyes to Him. When your heart is overwhelmed, cry out to the one who is enthroned in the heavens. May He bless your day today.